It's Friday, March 25th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Congress is moving on legislation and already defined MSPs, and insights into lapses as leaders are arrested. This is the Business of Tech. It's been a busy week on the legislation front. Under review in Congress, a new bill was introduced to create a pilot program that would extend the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's network monitoring services for federal agencies to state and local governments. It would run over 3 years, and those governments could enroll in CISA's Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program, which monitors federal agencies' networks in close to real time and gives officials dashboards showing vulnerabilities to be addressed. The same bill would also codify and expand the Homeland Security Department's Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program that helps federal agencies protect their networks. Those same co-sponsors of the bill also introduced the Legacy IT Reduction Act of 2022 to make the modernization of federal legacy IT systems mandatory. They would require agencies to identify and create an inventory of all legacy IT systems. Agencies would also be required to include comprehensive information in their inventories about any legacy IT systems currently in use, including contractor and ownership information, operation and maintenance costs, and how the systems support mission objectives. A third bill was explicitly introduced around cybersecurity at the Department of Veterans Affairs. It would require the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to obtain an independent cybersecurity assessment of VA information systems and submit a plan to address weaknesses to Congress. And reviewing past legislation, the Strengthening American Cybersecurity Act of 2022 has some interesting language. Already passed, Title II defines explicitly a managed services provider by name as, quote, an entity that delivers services such as network, application, infrastructure, or security services via ongoing and regular support and active administration on the premises of a customer in the data center of the entity, such as hosting, or a third-party data center. The law requires that MSPs report any breach of their operations or systems within 72 hours or within 24 hours if a ransomware payment was made. It also codifies a federal vulnerability disclosure program in which vulnerability reporters will coordinate with federal agencies to share information in a consistent, automated, and machine-readable manner. Finally, in investigations, the Senate released an investigation of the FBI into three cases of ransomware attacks against U.S. companies within the past 5 years. All three companies interviewed for the investigation reported the attacks to the FBI at the time, but only two pursued assistance. The findings point out that both companies that asked for help from the FBI found response lacking. The report notes, quote, both companies also indicated they did not receive advice on best practices for responding to a ransomware attack or other useful guidance from the federal government. Why do we care? Just wanted to note that the government is doing its SOC for itself. Sure, it's not really a SOC, but it looks a bit like one when I squint. The more significant point is the specific actions being taken to address cybersecurity. Besides making that service available to state, local, and tribal governments, aka the small businesses of government, a push to address older IT systems. The FBI heat will cause some reevaluation of response. I'd expect that naturally, as law enforcement has shifted their response in general, particularly lately, and this is a late report. That said, expect more proactive protections to come. Oh, and that specific language for providers? So are you digging into this law? Sure, it may not apply to your industry, but with actual legal definitions, providers better know what the government calls them. The Lapsus hacking group has made the headlines this week, particularly around Microsoft and Okta earlier in the week. Turns out, an England-based teenager may be in charge of it. Bloomberg with the story. Quote, four researchers investigating the hacking group Lapsus on behalf of companies that were attacked said they believe the teenager is the mastermind, Bloomberg said. However, the teenager, who apparently uses the online aliases White and Breachbase, has not been accused by law enforcement, and the researchers, quote, haven't been able to conclusively tie him to every hack Lapsus has claimed, Bloomberg said. The teenager's mother was unaware. That's not to say the gang isn't dangerous. Profiles are coming out focused on the other victims, including NVIDIA, Samsung, Ubisoft, and the Brazilian Ministry of Health. That teenager isn't alone, and Lapsus uses a Telegram channel to share information about its attacks and data stolen from its victims directly with anyone who is subscribed to it. The teen may not be the only one. The reporting identifies another teenager based in Brazil, and the group is noted to be highly skilled. And continuing the story, the BBC then reported that London police say they have arrested seven teenagers in relation to the gang, but will not say if he is one. From the police, quote, seven people between the ages of 16 and 21 have been arrested in connection with this investigation and have all been released under investigation. Our inquiries remain ongoing. I'm also referencing a Vice piece that profiles the group. Here's a key quote. Lapsus abuses the human weaknesses inside companies, such as their IT or customer support. In other cases, they purchase already hacked login tokens from the digital underground. Ordinarily, some cybersecurity professionals may see these as low-level threats. The reality is that sophistication is not the only metric that makes a hacker a security risk. So, is their audacity. Why do we care? I talk a lot about the organization of these gangs. Well, here's one a little less organized. That said, it's that statement about the threat level. Low-level threats, huh? Their brazen nature makes them a real threat, and that's not to be overlooked. Learning threat modeling is the skill to consider here, and making sure those models constantly take in new inputs. Cybersecurity for small business is overwhelming. Unprecedented threats, escalating rhetoric, and limited resources. So lean on your community. The Calyptix Community Shield automatically unites small businesses and raises the costs and challenges for cybercriminals by harnessing threat intelligence from our community. If they attack any one of us, everyone gets the benefit with Community Shield. An example, a Log4j block list for scanners and exploits rolled out specifically for outbound events. All for no added costs. By working together, we will prevail. Learn more at calyptix.com. When you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. A bonus episode this weekend as we dive into a discussion around marketplaces. Have a great weekend. I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.